So then you also see, in this kind of poetry, like if you're familiar with the poetry of Ryken, is that there's quite a strong connection between sadness and awakening. So sadness is a definite kind of flavour to a lot of this poetry. And actually that feeling, that sad feeling, is sabi. So those of you that know that I talk about wabi-sabi, the sabi part of wabi-sabi is that sort of sadness. And it's not at all unpleasant. It's just, it's just a kind of sadness at the kind of fleetingness of life. But there's a connection between that and insight. So in terms of Zen poetry, there's quite a strong connection between that feeling of sadness and insight. So I was struck by Dharma Dina talking about this thing, Keith Downman, whoever he is, saying this thing about nothing beats real experience. Yeah? So it's all very well to reflect on things, or even to, you know, sit in bed reading this lovely sad Zen poetry, but it's quite different to actually experiencing death or loss and the sadness that comes with that. And there's quite a strong connection, I think, between, well, real experience and reflection, because what we reflect on affects then how we experience the world. Yeah? And how we experience the world will be sort of reflected in our reflecting, if you see what I mean. They feed into each other. So if it was the case that we were never to fade away, that we were never to die, things would lose their power to move us. So it is only that we're moved by the dew or the morning glories, because they fade away and because we too are going to fade away. That's why we're moved by it. And because we reflect on those things, because we take those things in, we also have to take in more that we will fade away. You see what I mean? So they feed into each other, our reflections and our experience. And I was thinking that it's a bit like death seems to be the koan, in a sense, the kind of ultimate koan. And I think what particularly moves me about this Issa poem about the Lakshanas cut like blades sometimes. So it's like the painfulness of existence. And yet he talks about it being this dewdrop world. So this world of dew, this world of illusion, that is also very, really painful. Well, in a way, for me, that's a koan. You know, how is it that this world is just an illusion and yet it's so real in terms of the painfulness of it? And there's a little story, which I've told a few times, about Marpa. So Marpa, his son dies, and he's absolutely filled with grief at the loss of his son. And his disciples are quite shocked that he's grieving so much, and they say, you know, how come you're grieving so much? Because you've taught us that everything is an illusion. How come you're grieving so much at the death of your son? And he says, yes, everything is an illusion, and the most painful illusion of all is the death of one's child. So it's this kind of this koan that samsara, I suppose, is a painful illusion. And because it is a koan, it keeps us reflecting on it. It's very hard, if you have some experience of death, to not reflect on it. It's a really big, it provokes really big questions, doesn't it? It's the time when you ask yourself really big questions. And for that reason, it does sort of take us deeper, I think. And the Buddha says, of all footprints, those of the elephant are the broadest and deepest. Of all meditations, that on impermanence is the strongest and most beneficial.